call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I'm so glad to have you here, welcoming especially the newcomers. Welcome to the Secret. The Secret is out. It's all about your vibe. So tell me, what's your vibe saying right now? Well, what do I mean by vibe anyway? Well, when I say vibe, it's short for vibration, which is essentially your energy. Your energy in motion, emotion. And let me tell you right now, right up front, as a prerequisite to entering this lounge, that your feelings are a language. Know that, accept it. You see, no one really tells you this. No one really makes this widely known. But it doesn't matter your height, your color of your eyes, your creed, your color, your status, where you live in the world, your geographical location, everyone has feelings. And that's how you communicate with God's universe, through emotion, vibration. And so if you're sending out a negative vibe based on something that you're thinking about that you do not want, guess what you're attracting right now? Universe says your wish is my command, and it will give you something that is complementary, that is on the exact frequency as what you're vibrating. So in the lounge, I always encourage all listeners to focus on what they want, to get themselves straight back into alignment so that they can communicate to the universe how they want to feel. It's all about how you feel. You speak in the language of feeling, and universe says, your wish is my command. I'm going to give you something to make you feel that way. So understand that in the Secret Vibe Lounge, we talk in feelings. That's the language that we talk here. So welcome once again. It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, each and every one of us has a function here on earth. And I like to use the word function as opposed to purpose, because I believe that collectively we have a purpose. Just like you see the digits on a hand, the fingers on a hand, each finger has a function, but collectively it has a purpose. And so you being here, you are part of the purpose, because the messages that I share in here, I see them as God's word speaking through me, and you being in this space, you contribute in this space and you spread the message to others when it resonates with you. So I'm always glad when I've got an addition to the lounge. So welcome. So talking about your function, this is a place where you get to learn what your function is. This is a place where you get to learn who you are, as God created you, as your creator, higher intelligence, whatever word that you use to ascribe to that higher power is perfectly fine here. And in learning who you are, you then get to understand where you fit into the world, what environment you should place yourself in. This is absolutely a great environment, so that you can become a contributor to the world, so that you can form excellent relationships, whether it's romantic, business, you know, completely any type of relationship whatsoever, that you can learn how to build that in the way that it was originally intended. So listen today, listen to the conversation today. Thank you for being a part of the conversation today. And I want you to be still in this lounge. I want you to hear the voice as God wills it for me to speak. And it's my mission to let his voice resound throughout the world, to bring a miracle in as much as to wake people up from their slumber and from their sleep, and to wake them up to the real world, to wake them up to what is possible, to wake them up to their infiniteness. You are a spiritual being. You're a spiritual being. You have a body and you have a mind. Let that be your number two lesson, after understanding first that your emotions are a language. You're a spiritual being, and in this space, it's important that you understand that you have everything that you need, that you are already equipped with all that you need, that you have been predestined for a purpose. In other words, your function serves that purpose. And I'm hoping and praying that in this space that you begin to find out or develop on that which you've already had an unction for. It's the questions that drive us. It's the question that's within you that brought you here in the first place. You're not here by accident. And so we begin to, you know, come off of that bridge that tells us that we are not who God intended us to be. So who is it that you think you are? Well, first of all, you think that you're your programming. We're born into this world, we're born into a culture where our religion was already placed there for us, the way that our culture dictates things are done. We were born into that. We're influenced by our teachers, what we see on the TV, obviously our parents, you know, media, especially media, social media, the list goes on. And all of this conditions our mind and forces us, in a sense, or conditions us, let's use the word conditions us, to look at the world in a particular way, to form a perception. And each and every one of us have a different perception of this world, this reality, as we see it, as we judge it, because what we judge determines what we see. And so we all form different perspectives. I always like to say that no two men see a tree the same way. Okay? No two men see a tree the same way. And when you think about it, even in a practical sense, let's take the medical profession, for example. You may have a doctor who's a GP, one's a gynecologist, specializes in gynecology. You may have another one who's a physiotherapist, another one who's a chiropractor, another one who is a, and you get the picture, yes? Different specialisms within the same field. And yet I may stand before them, and each of them will look at me in a different way. Okay, they'll look at me from their perception, which is based on their specialism. Now, it's important to understand that your perception drives your behavior. It drives your behavior. Let me repeat that again. Your perception drives your behavior. And what is your perception based on? Your perception is based on your programming. So who is programming you right now? You know, in this season, and I have to say season because it will end, of COVID-19, there are questions that are driving us. We ask ourselves, what is this? We ask ourselves, what is the narrative that is driving our perception? Now, if we were to look at CNN, listen to CNN, listen to Sky News, then that, I would then say, would drive our perception. But is it true? You see, this is the question that we have to ask ourselves. Is it true? And does the narrative that we hear really have our back? It's always good to question to question what you hear. Do not be as a sheep, just following blindly. Open your ear, open your spiritual ear. Learn to be still and ask, is it true? We each have the ability to be still and to listen to the truth. Listen to that voice that is within you. And so each of us, our messages, when we receive the truth, it is our duty, it is our calling to pass that message on to others so that their eyes will also be opened. Now, you've come here today looking for answers, even though you may not be consciously aware, and some of you are consciously aware of what you're looking for. But if I said to you that you already have the answer, then your perception would shift and your behavior in line with your perception will shift. Sometimes we receive lessons in the most simplistic ways. So the other day, and I shared this story on my previous visit to the lounge, I came home. And I wanted to quickly just use the toilet. I'd picked up my granddaughter and I came home and I quickly rushed upstairs, used the toilet, came back downstairs and I couldn't find my keys. I just grabbed my purse and, you know, I looked around and I said, Mia, that's my granddaughter, where are my keys? Have you seen my keys? She's like, no, Nana, that's what she calls me. I haven't seen your keys. And I looked everywhere and I thought, well, I haven't been in the living room. I haven't been in the kitchen. Like, where is it? Where are my keys? You know, where is it? Where's my keys? I went back upstairs and went back to the bathroom, couldn't find it, came back downstairs and I was scratching my head thinking, where's these keys? I haven't even been anywhere. How many of you have ever experienced it? I know that you've experienced that before. And then Spirit said, look in your purse. And the purse was in my hand and of course I opened it and there were the keys. There were the keys. I've been running around the house looking for the keys and the keys were in my hand the whole time. And I tell you that story because how many times do we go around looking for solutions, looking for answers, and we have the answer in our hand the whole time? There are problems in this world and we're looking for answers and we already have the answer. But the thing is, if you don't know that you have the answer, if you don't know that you have the keys, that's just as bad as not having the keys because it leads to the same result. You are out there looking for the answer. And so therefore the problem is never solved. It's in fact, it's perpetuated and never ending. And this is the way that we find ourselves today. We have the answers, but we think that we do not have it. So my question to you is, what problem do you have right now? Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm looking at you straight in the eye. What problem is it that you have right now that you do not realize that you are already equipped to solve? That you already have the answer in your hand? You see, if you knew that you did, would you not behave differently? Would you worry? Would you run around? Would you treat and react to other people differently? Of course you would. And in fact, you would go within as opposed to outside of yourself to find out exactly what that answer is. And this is it. This is how it is the world over. We have the answers. The moment that we ask higher intelligence for an answer to a problem, it is spiritually provided. The moment you ask, the moment the problem is created, the solution is created alongside it at that moment in time. You see, in the world of spirituality, there is no time. It is limitless. It is eternity. It is timeless. However, in our world, and I know this may sound spooky for some who's just listened to this for the first time, it takes time for it to manifest because we live in time. Time is not infinite, it is finite in this world. We will come and go, and what God has created will remain changeless. And so in this time, it takes time for it to manifest. But if we look at it from the perspective that we already have the solution, then it's merely a case of seeking the answer with the mindset that you already have it. In other words, you're waiting for it to manifest in time, and you're taking action with faith that it is already done. You see, it's a completely different mindset when you look at things from that perspective. I'm sure you know the story of a man who went out to seek his fortune, and he looked everywhere. He went to different countries looking to strike gold, looking to strike wealth in lands abroad, only to return home and to find that in his own back garden there was an ample amount of gold supply. And we've heard this story in many forms. We've heard of individuals. There was one story that I remembered where it was a guy that was out looking for fortune elsewhere, and in his own back garden there was oil. What is in your back garden today? What is your wealth that you're actually sitting on and you have not taken time to be still and to explore what that is? You see, when God created you with a function, He created you not just with enough, He created you with an abundance. You see, the God that I serve is an abundant God. And when you understand that the God that you serve is abundant, that there is no cap to what He can give you, and you understand that when you place yourself in His hands, this is a mindset thing, and you approach things in this world and you give in this world with the mindset that you're giving because you're receiving. But when you receive and you give away, that the giving is not a loss. You see, from the world's perspective, when you give, you lose. I lose and the other person gains. That's a worldly way of looking at things. But in the world, in the reality, in the mindset, God's mindset, is that when He gives, you never ever run out. There was always an abundant supply. So imagine if you actually thought like that. When you give, that's when you truly give, because you know that you're going to receive, that your cup is always being filled over, it's overflowing. And when you have that mindset, it is one of abundance and not of lack. And so therefore, you truly give, knowing that whatever you need, that you are going to receive, that is always there, just on tap. So to use an analogy, I love analogies. In the world as we know it, CDs. Remember CDs, records, I'm showing my age there, aren't I? Well, if I had a stack of, say, 10 records and I gave you one, I would have 9 left. Yes, so the other person has gained and I have 9 left. I have lost. However, if I have a digital download, yes, and this is how I use this analogy to reference God's kingdom, the way that he sees things, the way that we ought to see things in alignment with him, is that if someone downloads a digital download of a song, how many do I have left? I still have infinity amount, yes? I still have an eternal supply, because when I give, it doesn't mean one less. And so that represents abundance. That's the type of mentality that you need to have. That is your true birthright. So we have to stop this thinking, this feeling that we are beings that have a limit on us. We are limitless beings that have access to unlimited supply. And all it is a mindset shift. It's a awakening. It's an awakening from sleeping. And so in this lounge, I stir you up. I shake your shoulders to wake up to that knowledge, to wake up to that truth. And I tell you to not believe in what I'm saying, but to prove it. Go out and prove it. Observe. When you give from this mentality, observe what happens. You see, often this is what we do. We ask high intelligence for something, and then we don't expect the answer. And because we're not in expectation of the answer, we then don't see when it is answered. It's like that keys in the hand again, isn't it? You don't see that you've got it in your hand. And if you can't see that you've got it in your hand, then the problem is perpetuated. But I challenge you today to ask God for something. And ask it that which is in alignment with his will. In other words, I'm not asking you to ask for that which is evil, that's going to do some harm to somebody. And this time, take the time to observe. It's no different from sending out an email to somebody. If you send out an email, your mind is in expectation of a response. You expect to get an email back from that person in regard to the question or the query that you've asked them. Adopt the same mindset with your creator. Make a request, send it out into the universe. Send it from a place of positive emotion with expectation that it will be answered. Not in the way that you expect it to, but you expect a resolution to whatever that problem is. And observe, just take yourself out of your body. Remember, you have a body and you have a mind. So stand outside of yourself and observe what happens. Now, one of the things that I just said just now is to not get caught up in the how. Don't get caught up in how that problem, whatever it is, it could be a family feud, it could be a business problem, you know, anything that it is, it may be something that you need to get you to the next level, something that you need to for you to ascertain what your function is. And in the field that I teach in, especially dating relationships, one of the things that I say is that when you ask God for something, never think that the how is up to you. The how is not your responsibility. Your job is to ask. Yes? Your job is to ask and to remain in expectation of the answer. It's not your job for you to work out how to do it. And so in my formula that I teach women, vision, intention, belief, and expectation, which is, you know, an acronym for the word vibe. In the I part, I always say to the women that when you make an intention, set an intention out there for what you want, which is the asking of it, do not get caught up in how it is going to show up in your life. So, for example, a woman might say to me, you know, Valerie, I love a man who is, you know, tall with, you know, like bison type biceps, and you know, he's tall and rugged, and he's all of these physical description. And when I cut to the chase and say, well, why? Oh, because I just think that will look great. No, tell me how that's going to make you feel. They now begin to spell out exactly how they want to feel. That is when they get it. That's when they understand, okay, the reason why I want these physical attributes is so that I can feel this particular way. And the way that the universe will respond is by actually sending you someone who is going to match the language that you've been speaking to it with. It will say, okay, that's what Jennifer has asked for. She wants to feel that way. So I'm going to send her somebody that is going to give her those feelings. And so you never know how that feeling is going to be packaged. You see, that feeling that you've asked for, ultimately, that is what you want, will be packaged in a way that you perhaps least expected. And isn't that really powerful? Because ultimately, we know that our looks fade as we get older. Isn't it important that when you're with somebody that you want to be able to click with that person? You're not going to click with their face. You want to click with that person for longevity, for to have a meaningful relationship. You've both got to get on. You've got, both got to understand each other's feelings. You want somebody that you can be vulnerable with. What does it feel like to be vulnerable? And so when you get to the heart of things, and that's the word, when you get to the heart of things and you can feel how you want to feel in a relationship, I want to feel vulnerable. Let's use that as an example. What does vulnerable feel like? That means the ability to be able to share your heart. This is how I feel. This is how I felt today. This is how I feel about this situation. This is authentic. This is not about wearing a mask. This is authentically how you feel. And as you say the words, you exude the vibration. You see, you say the word, you exude the vibration. The feeling, the energy goes in motion, emotion out to the universe hears you, okay, and reflects that right back at you. But it has to give it to you in physical form. So therefore, it reflects it back at you through resourcing it through physical, because this is where you're living, in a physical realm. And then you have someone show up in your life that embodies those feelings that you have sent out. And so when you think, for example, oh, I don't want a liar in my life. How does that feel? Oh, that feels horrible. Oh, I don't want a liar in my life. And that feeling goes out and the universe says, oh, is this the feeling she wants? Okay, let me send her that feeling wrapped up. And you open it up and guess what you receive? That feeling of feeling that you've received a liar in your life. You see, your feelings are a language. So, what are you communicating today? You've come to this lounge for a reason. I don't know why I'm speaking about this subject today. but there's someone here who this deeply resonates with and who this is for. Now, I offer a vibes check consultation, which is complimentary to anyone on this call, and you can contact me at valerieacampbell.com/contact. Drop me a line and I will always respond. If you liked what you heard today, send me a comment, engage, go to bishani.com, bishani.com, Secret Vibe. Go to my page and leave a comment on my page and I'll get right back to you. Let's spark up this conversation in this Secret Vibe Lounge, although the secret is now out, but you're in the know because you're here with me today. It's always my intention to add value, to allow God's word to resonate to somebody through me and to open eyes. So I hope that this has been a wonderful experience for you. Have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye. 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 The divine in you.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.